As a historian, it's not uncommon for people to ask me about time travel, when and where I'd like to visit, and why. This has resulted in me thinking about time travel probably much more than I should. And after all that time, I've come up with three considerations that people should take into account before they think about going into the past. First is communication. The English language, like other languages, evolves over time. While Early English and Middle English are still called English, they bear almost no resemblance to the language we currently speak, and thus you'd have no chance of even communicating with people from more than a few hundred years ago. The second is diet. We have all grown accustomed to the food and, more importantly, the bacteria in our home countries. If a simple trip to India can result in Delhi belly, just think of what would happen if you tried to eat the food in the Middle Ages. The third and probably most important consideration is how to fit in. People weren't always so accommodating of outsiders, and if you showed up wearing strange clothes with no form of identification and were speaking an indecipherable language, you'd likely find yourself quickly in jail, an insane asylum, or even possibly on trial as a witch.